A certain Shane Warne has put his hand up, Nathan, and said, I will save Cricket Australia single-handedly if I have to.
He is. He's doing what all great sports people that are no longer involved in the game do. They tell the media they know what needs to be done.
So true.
To solve the problem. So he said he's happy to lend a hand if they need him. I'm not sure if they've accepted that offer or what, but he reckons he wants to come in with a bunch of our old cricketers, whether it's Glenn McGrath or Michael Clarke, and just get in there and help the young players out. So, yeah, whether they actually follow him up on the take him up on the offer, I'm not sure. But, yeah, why not? Because we
suffer. Why not, Lou?
That's like me trying to tell my kids how to use a computer or, you know, how to do things better. Because back in my day, I don't know.
It's Warnie, Lou.
Yeah, I know, but Warnie had his go.
And he was awesome. Let's bring him back.
Yes, he was. He was an awesome cricketer. But administratively speaking, I just don't know.
He administered a lot of texts to a lot of people. And he knows.
Sure, look, he's good. He's good on the texts. No doubt about it. So he is speaking the parlance of the young people. Right. There's no doubt about
all
that.
All communication will be done via text.
Via text.
And not email.
And using only emojis.
Yeah. I like it, Nate.
Except not allowed to use the eggplant emoji.
Stay away from that one.
That's just had to throw it in there.
I love the idea, Nate. I love it. I don't know. Where do you stand on it?
Yeah, I think it's great. I think if I was as long as they're teaching him the correct ways to go about it, I'm all for getting him in there. But I'd like to see the bloke that's being talked up as the next Shane Warne. There's a guy from South Australia called Lloyd Pope. He's got long, luscious red locks. He took 7 wickets for the Redbacks last week in a Shield game. Ooh. And he's only 18, but the quicker they can get him into the team, the better. Because I reckon.
All right.
He's got something special. That's awesome.
Yeah, I think he's the next Warnie.
So. Well, we need an amazing spin bowler like Warnie, don't we?
Yeah, so
we do.
Watch the space. We need him ASAP, I think.
Finally, how'd you go in the Melbourne Cup, mate? Did you get the win?
No, I went terribly, and I went terribly in Oaks yesterday as well, because I was lucky enough to interview Karen McAvoy, the winning
jockey
on Wednesday, and he gave me a tip, and I didn't get around to backing it, and got up.
Come on,
did it get up? What was it?
I can't remember the name of it off the top of my head. It was one he was riding earlier in the day, and he got back it, and I didn't.
Damn it. Now, I didn't see any Insta posts of you looking dapper at the races. What's going on, mate?
Well, I didn't get the invite. I was back at the office, but I haven't been as active on socials this week as you have, Lou.
You were doing the double post yesterday,
yeah. I thought, which was big.
Yeah, well, I had the trifecta of race days this week. I had Monday, Tuesday and Thursday, so, like, it was very busy.
Social butterfly.
All right. Got the thumbs up from me, Lou, but Shannon Noel was the highlight in your pictures. That was very, very funny.
Very nice. Noelsy, of course, flew in, flew out. It was a quick visit.
It was a very quick visit, a private function, Nathan.
We're out of time, Nath. We'll catch you tonight, of course, 6 o'clock, 9 News, Border North East. Thanks, mate. Talk to you again next week.
Bye. See ya.